This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Violent weather.
It's crazy to see all those houses just torn apart.
Atlanta mass murder suspect.
Pretty much fed up and then kind of at the end of his rope, and this is what he did.
Tax deadline delayed.
From April 15th to May 17th.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. It's shaping up to be another destructive day in the South. Forecasts are ominous and tornadoes are possible in a big storm system that threatens several states. Yesterday, about two dozen tornadoes were reported, causing widespread damage in parts of Mississippi and Alabama. CBS's David Begno is in Tuscaloosa.
Jennifer Patterson told our Birmingham affiliate that when she saw a storm coming toward her home, she ran into a ravine in the woods.
I was down in there holding on.
She stayed on her phone with her son as the trees collapsed around her.
He was hearing his mama scream. He was hearing the sound go. You know, I was just, all I could do was just say, Jesus, watch over me, Jesus, watch over me. And then it just kept going and going and going. And finally, I just said, Jesus, take it away. And it's just like you could hear it easing up.
And now she is picking up what's left of her property. Across the region, you had schools, vaccination clinics, businesses all shut down after people were warned it's going to be a dangerous day.
CBS News meteorologist Jeff Berardelli says people in the Carolinas will be on edge today.
That threat shifts to the east, places like Columbia, South Carolina, up to Charlotte, North Carolina, and then eventually east towards the end of the day into places like Myrtle Beach and Wilmington.
Now to Atlanta and the 911 calls that came into police from spas that came under fire.
Where's the person who is robbing the spa? Where is he right now?
I don't know. I'm hiding right now.
Eight people were killed in the attacks at three spas, six of the dead Asian women. Margaret Rushing's daughter was one of the others.
This is the hardest thing I've ever in my whole life had to deal with.
CBS's Mark Strassman says the suspect claims he was not targeting Asians.
Police say suspect Robert Long has confessed his bizarre explanation. He's a sex addict, not a racist, and killed his victims to eliminate a temptation. When police finally arrested Long, he was heading to Florida, and he told detectives when he got there, he was planning more shootings.
Correspondent Jeff Pagaz has more on the arrest of a man on a weapons charge outside Vice President Kamala Harris's official residence, the Naval Observatory. She hasn't moved in there yet.
The man charged is 31-year-old Paul Murray of San Antonio, Texas. A police report obtained by CBS News says that he was in possession of an AR-15 semi-automatic rifle, 113 rounds of unregistered ammunition, and five 30-round magazines. An intelligence bulletin from Texas described Murray as someone experiencing paranoid delusions, including one that the military and government were after him.
An unclassified intelligence report says violent extremists pose an elevated threat to the U.S. The report says extremists are spurred by a range of ideologies, and the most lethal threat is posed by racially motivated extremists. Well, the House will vote today on a bill that will give more than 2 million young immigrants, known as Dreamers, full legal status and a shot at citizenship. A second measure would do the same for about 1 million immigrant farm workers. The Homeland Security Secretary calls the new surge along the southern border difficult, but not a crisis. CBS's Maria Villarreal has spoken with some of the people who've waited months to have their asylum cases heard.
Schoolrooms are now bedrooms.
So she said,
That's where she sleeps, and her friend Ioana sleeps there.
Everyone is hoping to explain why they deserve a chance at requesting asylum in the United States.
They say it's confusing. They want at least to be able to tell their story to someone in the government.
Abraham Barbary crosses daily from Brownsville, Texas, into Matamoros, Mexico, where he opened a Bible school and hip-hop church.
Is there an end in sight?
I don't think so, at least not for now. As a matter of fact, I think it's going to increase. Right now, the people in South America, Central America, for some reason, they think that the borders are going to be open.
Resources and money are exhausted in Mexico, and the government has little incentive to help the U.S. care for these migrants anymore.
Just like it did last year, the Internal Revenue Service is delaying the tax filing deadline. It'll be May 17th instead of the traditional April 15th. The IRS says people are still dealing with unusual circumstances because of the pandemic. Business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
This was a move that was widely hoped for by tax professionals who were crumbling under the pressure. There is a brand new stimulus program based on tax returns in the midst of tax season.
Filers can ask for an extension to October 15th. Vanessa Bryant has gone public with the identities of four L.A. County Sheriff's deputies. She says shared photos of her husband Kobe's helicopter crash scene. CBS's Deborah Rodriguez says it comes a week after a court said she could have access to those names.
She's posted documents on her Instagram account outlining how they shared the pictures, one of them a trainee, during an alleged boasting session at a bar in Norwalk. Vanessa Bryant is suing the L.A. Sheriff's Department, Fire Department, as well as the county, accusing them of invasion of privacy and negligence.
FEMA says it will reimburse families of coronavirus victims for funeral expenses incurred after January 20th, 2020. The agency will start accepting applications next month. People will have to provide receipts, death certificates, and proof of money received elsewhere, such as burial or funeral insurance. In our pandemic series, CBS's Peter King in Orlando takes a look at what's going on in Florida, a state that has seen ups and downs over the last year.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis paints a rosy picture.
While so many other states kept locking people down over these many months, Florida lifted people up.
But critics say the state's response has been spotty at best. For example, it was up to local communities to enact and enforce mask mandates. Those who did faced resistance.
We stand here barefaced, mask-free, and proudly.
Orlando's theme parks shut down on their own when they reopened in July.
You can expect extra precautions.
They did so with restrictions. When businesses reopened fully in September,
there will not be limitations from the state of Florida.
Daily case numbers rose dramatically. After a year, there have been some 2 million cases with more than 31,000 deaths. Vaccine distribution, it's been haphazard and limited.
Florida's putting seniors first.
That leaves millions, including frontline workers, wondering when their turn will come.
Fruits and vegetables are good for us, but they do need a good washing. The Environmental Working Group spells out why.
Strawberries, spinach, and kale may have nutritional value, but when it comes to pesticide residue, they top the Dirty Dozen list. It's the sixth straight year strawberries are number one. Others on the Dirty Dozen list include nectarines, apples, celery, and tomatoes. The Environmental Working Group says nearly 70% of non-organically produced fruits and vegetables do contain pesticide residue. There is also a clean 15 list. Topping that list, avocados and sweet corn. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
Check your brackets. The NCAA basketball tournament opens later today with four play-in games. Michigan State and UCLA, schools that have won a fair share of titles, battle in the headline game. A full slate of action at several Indiana sites is on tap for tomorrow. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you. Like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail. Or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.